Well, I'm hopeful that this is going to work. I've tried two times and I haven't been able to get it to work yet. I'm trying to stall just for a second to see if this is actually going to upload or not. My internet is not the best at my house. Okay. All right. I think we're live and we're going to try this. Right. Hebrews 2. Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For since the message declared by angels proved to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. For it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see him who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, in bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. For he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one source. That is why he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will tell of your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children God has given me. Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that he helped, but he helps the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. So, in those first four verses, he is contrasting, this author is contrasting the difference between the law and the gospel, basically the receiving of the law delivered by angels. You can read this elsewhere in Hebrews. He'll talk about this. And also Stephen's speech, I think in Acts chapter 7, we'll talk about the fact that the law was mediated, delivered by angels. And what he's saying is the Lord declared the gospel to us at first. And it was attested by God, bearing witness by signs and wonders. And so if you read the book of Acts, you'll hear a number of things repeated in the book of Acts. Bearing witness is repeated in the book of Acts, often used. And then also signs and wonders. I've been, like I said on yesterday as I was preaching, I've been studying the book of Acts, and I've noticed how often the word signs and wonders, miracles are occurring. Those things are bearing witness to the truthfulness of the gospel. And so you'll see, so he's saying God has distributed gifts of the Spirit according to his will. And so he's been bearing witness to the truthfulness of the gospel. And basically what this author is trying to teach us is, look, if they received a just retribution for transgressing the law mediated by angels, like how much more do we deserve that if we turn our backs on the gospel that the Lord Jesus proclaimed to us, and that we've seen with attested with signs and wonders as God bore witness to it. And then he's going into the fact that God has subjected the world to Jesus, the founder of our salvation. And it seems interesting that he would say, you know, he's made perfect through suffering. Wasn't Jesus always perfect? And the answer to that is yes. There's actually this really good book that explains this well. I think it's Andrew Murray, and it's The School of Obedience. I'll link it below. And with Christ in the School of Obedience, and he talks about how, yes, Jesus was perfect, is perfect, has always been perfect, will never not be perfect, but he became in real time as a human person obedient at every step of his life. And there were these paths of obedience that Jesus had to walk in. And so there's a sense in which as he grew as a man, he became more obedient to his Father in heaven. And so it's a really neat concept to think about that Jesus did grow in salvation, or did grow in perfection. And so he became more and more and more and more perfect as he lived his life on this earth. And then just this wonderful idea that we were subject to slavery because of the fear of death, and Jesus tasted death, became like us, and died like a man in our place, having been perfect. And he is the founder of our salvation, and he rescued us from the fear of death, and therefore rescued us from slavery by destroying Satan with the power of death, to make propitiation for the sins. That's the wrath-removing sacrifice that he made for our sins. And there's great hope in the fact that Jesus is able. He's a merciful and faithful high priest because he shares everything about our human experience except our sin nature and except our sinfulness. And so Jesus is a mercy. Like, he understands at the deepest level possible what you're going through when you're tempted and when you suffer, because he does not stand at a distance, but he was truly tempted in every way that we have been, and he truly suffered in a deeper sense than we even understand.